Okay, I'm back in the microphone. It got, somehow got muted. That's my problem.
I was going to ask you about that, if it was muted or not, N1OQD, but I figured you knew. You said that it wasn't accepting the input as a device, so you didn't know.
Well, I have one of those weird things in my computer where it doesn't show the external microphone separate from the internal microphone. It just replaces the internal microphone and the audio, like audio input or audio like recording devices. So I didn't realize it was muted because it also doesn't show you that it's muted. So I was about to tear the whole microphone apart and it was just muted. Well, thanks for the help. I gotta go try to connect another repeater. I think I'm gonna try maybe somewhere in Canada first.
Great. Well, have fun. And we'll talk to you again. Don't be a stranger. Come back on the system. Take care. N1OQD.
That moment when you realize you're transmitting on the wrong frequency.
KC1 HHU clear.
KC1 HDL, how is my audio?
KC1 HDL, KC1 BIO. Yeah, go ahead and give me another transmission. It sounded okay, but let me double check.
Testing microphone.
You'll probably turn the mic gain up a little bit, so a little on the soft side.
Roger that. I did switch devices. I'm on a Baofeng now. I'm no longer on the computer.
Hey, well, yeah, not too much you can do with that one then, but excellent. So you got it programmed up right now.
Now, if only I could set up Vox. I'm thinking about making a push-to-talk pedal for the car, but a lot of circuitry work.
Yeah, Vox is, I don't know, I'm not a huge fan of it. Especially if you're in a noisy environment, it'll turn on when you don't want it to.
So I just finished the shopping for my HF. It's going to cost about $500.
$500, alright.
$300 for the SDR and $200 for the antenna.